Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
1, 2, 3. Woo! They got me rearranging all my plans. I'd given up. I wasn't looking for love. Straight had enough. I wasn't looking for love. Love. But it's just like automatic. Automatic, 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 automatic with you. Yep. Automatic, 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 automatic with you. With you. We do the twist in these Egyptian sheets.
Yep.
And you've been crashing here a couple weeks. I'd given up. I wasn't looking for love. Straight had enough. I wasn't looking for love. For love. But it's just like automatic, 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 automatic with you. Automatic, 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 automatic with you.
God, you've made an old man very happy.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
Really, really wonderful stuff.
Oh, thanks, man.
You are a superb drummer, Michael.
Thank you.
You are. That's, you know, you, people listening probably think there's three people in here bashing things, but you're all over the place and so groovy.
Cheers.
I'll go as far as to say funky.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you kindly.
That's my one requirement for a drummer is can you make the girls dance? Because, you know.
Well, it's totally a dancey thing. Yeah, Mike, come over to this mic because that one's got reverb on it and all that. And cool. In fact, I'm going to turn those verby vocal mics
Hello.
Off. Hello, sir. How long we've met before, and I'm probably going to ask you the same questions again because, you know, I did a lot of drugs in the 80s. But how long have you been playing together?
This incarnation of the group has been going for about 2 years, but Ryan, the bassist, has been playing with me for about four or five years.
Yeah, you can tell there's a lot of, you know each other musically, there's a lot of discipline, but there's a certain sort of generosity that goes on between you guys that only comes with time. This new EP, Automatic, and that's obviously the title track there.
Yes, sir.
had you been playing that song a long time before you recorded it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, actually a really long time, about it, maybe a year and a half. The song had been we'd been working it out and kind of finding our parts on it and re-honing it and dialing it in for a while.
Yeah, because, you know, when I listen to it, I think, wow, there's nothing out of place on this record.
Oh, thanks, man.
Do you know what I mean? It's not, but I don't mean that to sound like it sounds like it's overproduced. It's not, but not by any means, but there's just everything's in its place. There's no fat. There's no sort of they've covered something up with a pad here or
right.
Whatever. You know,
it's a missile.
It's you sound like a band who sort of know the song. You've gone in and recorded it. Boom.
Yeah, that was the process with this, which was a little bit different. A lot of the recordings up to this point, like The Weather, which you guys played before, and thank you very much for that. I was doing a lot of that recording myself.
Yeah.
And then with the new tunes, with this song Automatic and Lovebird, I decided to bring the band in and get that real live energy, because we'd been playing it live for so long that I wanted to really inject that in the recording.
Oh, there's nothing like it. And I think that's really the sort of, for a long time, everybody, you know, tracking was the way to go. Everybody tracked.
Mm-hmm.
And you do drums first, then bass, then bar. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody ever sees each other.
Right.
You know, and you're almost like you're writing or arranging the song as you go.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something really special about, you know, it's the way all the records we grew up with, you know, from the 60s and 70s, that's how they were made.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a guy yesterday about reverb. This is going to be really boring for the listener, but I'll talk about reverb.
Just picture us in a big church.
right. I'm stuck in the echo chamber. he was saying that, you know, they used to print it as they went. They didn't add reverb later. They would just commit.
Right.
This is the verb on that snare drum, and we're going with it.
Right.
So the thing mixed itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to the end of it, and it just sounded, there's a few little bits and pieces to do, bit of compression here, whatever.
Right.
Right.
That's interesting. Yeah, that process is cool, where you intentionally paint yourself into a corner, you know, and that can be cool. That can create very different and exciting results.
Yeah, well, the EP, or at least that song from the EP, is the only one I've heard, actually.
Oh, cool.
Is Monster.
Oh, thanks, man.
Are you producing yourself still?
No, we worked with a producer named Luke Tozer, who's done like Jamie Cullum.
He's a famous dude, yeah.
He's done like some Katy Perry stuff. So he's done pop stuff, he's done rock stuff. And so he was able to add a really cool energy to it. And we'd worked with him on our previous single, The Weather. And so I decided to keep the same team overall on this one, as the same mixer as well, who's Paul Hicks, who did Coldplay and Elliot Smith. And he does like the Beatles remastering. And so my girl is like, oh, finally you got a British guy on your recordings. And it makes it, you know, because we're so influenced by Britpop and British music in general. And
they call it California Britpop, don't they?
Yeah.
People call it that.
My sister dubbed it that, and it's kind of stuck.
Yeah, I've heard that, or I read it somewhere. I guess there's an element of that to it. Often California sort of tends to take music and ring out all the best bits of it. Look, you know, you had folk music, and then the Eagles got hold of it, and I don't know. Jazz as well, when it got here, it just sort of went a bit loungy.
Was it good before it got here? I'm joking.
Yeah, I deserve that. So you've been recording in big studios then now, rather than at home in your little thing.
It's kind of a hodgepodge of both. You know, we get into the studio when we can, because I like to capture that it's still a rock band, even though there's a lot of pop production to it. So we can do a lot of it in a home studio, and like I can do at home. But then, like when we're recording drums or bass and loud guitars, I like to go to a place and really make noise.
Well, you prove your metal when you come in here just with, you know, acoustic instruments and just sing. I mean, we've got some equipment in here, more equipment than you'd find in your average radio station when it comes to having live music, because we just want the sound to be good.
Right.
But it's not, you know, these are not posh mics, you know, and it's not a fancy board. And you just do it, and it sounds great with just you stick a mic on you, and you're doing it.
Thanks.
You did have the auto-tune engaged.
The auto-tune? Yeah. Oh, auto-tune. Yeah. I was opposed to it for years. Now, very much in favor. What's that thing called? Melodyne.
Melodyne.
Yeah, that's the one, right?
Yeah, you can go in surgical on each note.
Yeah.
You can add vibrato. That kind of blew my mind.
You can, that's right.
Yeah.
But what's good about that is that if you get a good, like, especially a vocal performance, you get a good performance, but that one note is pitchy.
Totally.
Boom. There you go.
Yep.
Oh, I'm in favor.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All of these things.
Mike can't relate. Yeah.
It's never happened to me. No. They used to do that thing, didn't they, in the studios in LA where they would, you know, a singer-songwriter would play an acoustic guitar and sing, and then he'd go home, and then at night they'd bring in another acoustic player.
Totally.
Next morning he's like, yeah, I sound great. Yeah, yes,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
And it only cost us $150 for that guy to come in. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I've heard about, big productions where they replace the drummer and don't even tell the guy. And, I've heard that about, Motley Crue.
Foreseeing Mike's future.
But they don't, these are, because with machinery, I thought that about all machine. Like, when drum machines came in, I'm like, nah. And now I'm like, fully in favor of the loop.
Yeah. Loops are cool.
And samples that originally sounded horrible, and now, of course, they all sound wonderful. And
yeah.
So, you can do a lot with machinery now. I think a lot of people from my generation just sort of have had to just come to terms.
Right.
With the new world.
Yeah, totally. There's really cool things that you can get out of drum machines that you wouldn't get out of a drummer, and vice versa. Obviously.
Like being in time, for example.
Totally.
Oh, Michael, come on, man. You grew up with drum machines. That's what drum machines did. That they made drummers play in time.
Totally.
Because all of a sudden, everyone's playing to a click.
Yep.
Aren't they?
Right. Yeah.
So you definitely have to. You've got no choice. There's no sloppy playing. You can't.
Not that I have ever used it, but there is a quantize function.
The thing that makes everything
for other drummers
in time,
have lesser time. it is standard. It's become, most people who are listening to radio
play to a click.
Yeah.
But I've just done a record, and I've done three of the songs. I purposely said to the engineer, I'm not playing these to a click for the guide. They're going to play along to me because this is going to move slightly here and there. But of course, I am a genius and can feel the pocket.
Right.
I'm in tune with it. The pocket follows me, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. So I can be just in front, just behind. I know exactly where I am.
Yeah.
And then it's up to the drummer to try and pick the bones out of it afterwards.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Will you play us another song?
Oh, sure thing. Yeah, totally.
All right.
This
great.
Is the other song off of our new Automatic EP. It's called Lovebird.
Brilliant. You're hearing it live on KX93.5 Paper Pilots here.
One tuning second.
That's all right. I'll cover for you.
Okay.
I'll just chat away. So we've got Ryan on bass, playing an acoustic bass here, and a beautiful instrument it is too. Michael's playing drums. Justin, of course, singing and playing acoustic guitar. Do you write most of the songs, Justin? Is it your brainchild?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I write most of the music. But the interesting thing on this one that is different with Lovebird is actually Ryan came in with the bass line,
right,
which kind of drives the song. And I wrote the song around that bass line. But in general, I kind of come up with all the parts and then let them inject their own feel into it. Yeah.
Well, there are deceptively simple songs. Some of that stopping and starting and everybody doing it at the same time takes a kind of practice that clearly marijuana wouldn't help. You know what I mean? So not this time.
Isn't that right, Mike?
Poor old Mike. He's the drummer. Yeah. He's used to it. They teach that in college, don't they? There's a class on how to take a joke for a drummer.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's a credit.
Pull up your thick skin, Hitting those skins.
That's right. Well, Paper Pilots here live in the studio. It's delightful to have them back here on KX93.5. Can play live. We'll talk a little bit more about live work after this from Paper Pilots on Laguna Zone FM.
One, two, three. Shape cannot be traced.
The shadow of your wings cast on my face. La 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 la. 'Cause you're my favorite lover, you're my favorite lover, baby, baby, baby. I said, listen for the whistle, I listen for the whistle. That's the only sound. You're my favorite lover, you're my favorite lover. I can hear you now. I hear you now. You come to me in a dream. You're nothing like I've ever seen, love. Yeah, you're nothing like I've ever heard. La 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 la
la la la la.
'Cause you're my favorite lover, you're my favorite lover. Take me off the ground.
Sometimes music just does a thing, doesn't it? And you just did it then.
Oh,
so thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate that very, very, very much. Yeah, Paper Pilots here, live in the studio. A song called Lovebirds. Lovebird or Lovebirds?
Lovebird.
Yeah. Lovebird from the new Automatic EP. Very cool. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Groovy. Okay. Well, talk amongst yourselves. You did that thing that music does that just sort of pops you. You know, now I don't have a care in the world anymore.
Oh, man,
so it's a groovy thing. Now, let's talk about live music. Going to play this in town this weekend.
Yes, sir.
I reckon if people are listening to this, which I hope they are, you're going to be mobbed.
I'm sorry?
You're going to be mobbed. You're going to get mobbed.
That'd be great.
You're looking forward to that?
Yeah. I love being mobbed, yeah.
I do too. It's been a while. but down on Forest Avenue, oddly, in a ladies and gentlemen's hair salon.
Yeah, it's called
Ladies and Gents Hair Salon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my buddy approached us about it, and they're, I guess, holding a thing for the... I'm sorry, what's the name of the Laguna event that night?
It's Hospitality Night.
Hospitality Night.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to be doing an acoustic set similar to what you're hearing now at 7:30 p.m. on this Friday.
I have no idea that you would do a gig like that. I'm going to book you for something.
Oh, cool.
I'm booking you.
Awesome.
You're getting booked.
We do bar mitzvahs.
Consider yourself booked bar mitzvahs. Yeah.
Yep.
Me too. More than you, probably. But Hospitality Night, that's this Friday. What time do you start playing?
7:30.
7:30, because the night goes from like, I think they close the street at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Huh.
And then stuff starts happening. They build a stage and they do all this, you know, people set up stalls and non-profits and businesses from town give away stuff, and it's Hospitality Night. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Cool.
And then Santa Claus arrives.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Children start crying.
Hopefully.
Toddlers.
Some tears, yeah. Good. And then and there's all sorts going on down there. You've got real or fake snow, but a real skating rink, small skating rink, somewhere near a bank in town. And it's really fun. There's going to be thousands of people there. So cool. You may be thinking, oh, we're playing enough hairdressers. What's that going to be like?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's going to be crazy.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We're doing a full set, and it's free, of course. So
yeah, of course. All right.
We'll have CDs and all kinds of stuff there, too.
Yeah, please do go down there and support the band. Buy the CDs. Log on to the website. What is it? Paperpilotsmusic.com?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so that's a fun night. Any other gigs coming up?
We are doing an event called Springboard South at the Music Box in San Diego in the first week of January. They haven't given us an exact date yet because it's the 4th through the 7th, but stay apprised on our website for that info.
Right, and also Facebook and all that, Instagram, Twitter.
Yep, we do all that stuff, and it's very high content.
Do you do MySpace?
I do MySpace, yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah,
because that's what I use.
Yeah, not much traffic these days. I'm sure I've got that's a MySpace page, I can't remember. Yeah, it's less aggravation. Yeah. Twitter, like, you've got to be constantly on it. You've got to be answering people and retweeting and pressing the heart button and all that. Yeah. That other one, MySpace, is really great.
Wander around aimlessly.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it. Well, it's been lovely having you in the studio, guys.
Oh, it's
again,
been great.
You know, I just wish you all the luck in the world. I just think the music's brilliant, and you guys are the real deal. So thank you so much for being part of the station anytime you like.
Thank you, and thanks so much for all your support. I really appreciate it. Make sure to request us, guys. Make sure to request Automatic on KX93.5.
Well, we're playing you a lot already.
Well, request it anyways.
Yeah, but do request it. We're not going to play anymore. No, I'm kidding.
I'll see about that.
All right, thanks again, guys. Paper Pilots were here live on KX93.5.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.